This episode of the Two Ring Circus podcast is brought to you by Tiger Airways. You've heard the phrase, you get what you pay for? Well, here at Tiger Airways, we strive to stand true to this age-old proverb, handed down by word of mouth through the millennia. From the very beginnings, when technical difficulties and weather problems saw Wilbur and Orville Wright's first flight delayed by 3 months, to just the other day, when I couldn't make it home from Sydney in time for dinner, we ensure that you can't be sure. Tiger Airways. When it doesn't really matter if you leave at the time or even on the day that you're booked.
Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast. You'll gasp. You'll laugh. And you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
Hello.
And Matt Bradshaw.
I didn't know who that was.
Welcome.
How did you do that voice?
I don't know.
That's really impressive. You're so big.
Well, you know, do my best.
That's not a hoodie.
No.
But hoodies are the new cardigans, aren't they? What?
I just never heard that phrase before.
But I know, I just invented it.
Amazing phrase. Phrasing.
But they are, because cardies, you know, are very 60s, 70s,
yeah,
kind of grandpa-ish.
This is a bit grandpa-ish. I have worn this and been roundly insulted by young tradie type men in bars.
Really?
Nice cardi.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, which I usually respond with, nice face.
Are you serious?
Yeah, people are fucked. Yeah.
What? Like random tradies.
Random people, well, I say tradie, like what I specifically mean is in fluoro on a Friday afternoon after they finish work and then knock off drinks. Yeah. I've been insulted because of my grey woolen jumper with a zip down the front.
I'm flabbergasted by that.
Oh, no, people are fucked, mate. But, you know.
Wow.
It hasn't stopped me from wearing it.
No, it hasn't. But anyway,
it's
comfortable. I want you to ponder my hypothesis.
So
I don't mean necessarily right
hoodies
now.
Hoodies are
the
new cardies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're no different.
Do you mean because for a hoodie for me is that band, you know, Let It Cry. Hoodie of the Blowfish.
Thought you meant the Hilltop hoodies.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
They are good.
They're really good.
Yeah.
No, hoodie for me is a pullover with a hood.
A pullover?
Yeah, like...
The fact you say pullover.
Well, it's a jumper with a hood. That's what a hoodie is.
Pullover?
Like, whereas...
I've never used the word pullover ever.
Not even...
Yeah.
When you're driving? Yeah, it's not very sexy.
Do pullover. Police not like it when you get out of your car when they pull you over?
Yeah, hate it. Yeah, it's threatening. Yeah. Because
done that.
Yeah, you're a bit like, what are we going to do about it, dickhead?
No. No. Yeah. They're authority figures, but yeah. I can't tell the story that...
No, don't.
No.
Yeah.
About the time when I did get out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it incriminates me terribly.
Cool.
So.
So, jumper with a hood is a hoodie for me, or a pullover, right? Because what you describing... A tracksuit top?
Yes.
Right. So that's what you're saying is a hoodie.
Yeah.
Where I feel like
that's because no one says tracksuit top
where
anymore.
Where I feel like
either.
A hoodie is...
You actually live in the 70s, don't you?
Well, I was born in them. But like for me, like a hoodie is, yeah, it's a pullover with a hood and with the pockets thing where your hands meet in the middle.
Oh.
That's a hoodie for me.
I don't like where they meet in the middle.
Why not? You can shake your own hand.
No,
hey,
I
man,
like...
It's nice to meet me.
No, I like... There needs to be a separation.
Why?
It's like a church and state thing, my left and right hands.
Well, there is a... Well, there's a great border wall between them that they have to navigate, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to make Malcolm Turnbull pay for it. Today I remembered to do my hair.
Good work.
Yeah.
Did you forget at a previous juncture?
Well, the thing is that I don't look at myself that much because...
Take a good look at yourself,
cause
Rachel.
Because I live there, so I don't need to.
In your house?
No, in my...
In your life?
In here. In here.
Yeah.
In my tracksuit top.
Yes.
But
you should try living in your pullover and see what happens. So
my hair is really curly.
Yeah.
So there's a process to make it do anything, which generally is wash it, dry it, and then put product in it and brush it all forward and then like comb it.
Just talk to it nicely.
So it thinks it's straight and not curly.
Right.
And then I leave that for sort of 5 minutes or 10 minutes or something, and then I put more product in it and force it back the other way.
So
it goes, holy fuck, I thought I was forward and now I'm back and now I'm spiky and everything's fine. But occasionally I forget to look at myself before I leave the house, and I've only done step one of the process.
Uh-huh.
So I left the house going to a gig with you, and at some point I think scratched my head and it's like, Oh, this is weird.
We're only in stage one.
I've got silly round head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had to then try and fix it in the car when I got to our gig, and it didn't, because I didn't have anything else to...
Yeah.
I look like Conway Twitty.
Who's that?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll post a link to him in the show notes.
Okay.
Sort of country-ish singer from the 60s.
Oh,
he looked like
know.
He was wearing like a furry space helmet.
Oh, like a Lego guy. Awesome.
Yeah. So
like
just a bit.
Like Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, so today.
What do you
for
think?
For better or worse.
Have you noticed this in your. Always asking questions. I am. I apologise, world. What do you think it is about. I'm going to say, in particular, my experience is with women. I haven't observed this in men very often. But what you just described reminded me of it. I know lots of women who have curly hair who spend a lot of time straightening it, and a lot of girls who have dead straight hair who spend a lot of time curling it.
Mm.
Is this like the hair is always greener on the other side?
Mm.
Right, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be different to what I am.
It's part of the human condition, man. We always want what we haven't got.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, it's fair enough.
So when I used to have hair down to here...
Yeah, it was super curly.
Yeah, and I had to just embrace the fact that small children would come up and ask my autograph thinking that I was Cher. Like, that was okay.
Oh, if I could turn back time
that's
to see
true,
that.
That's a true story.
Wow.
Yeah, I was sitting with a mate of mine at a cafe in Adelaide, and they came up and asked for both of our autographs. They thought he was Jason Donovan. John Doherty is his name. We're friends on Facebook if you want to look him up.
Yeah.
And then they asked for my autograph as well, because I was just laughing. They were asking for his, and then they asked for mine. I said, "Who do you think I am?" And they went,
"Ha ha,
Cher." Because I didn't speak like Cher. Actually, I do speak a bit like Cher.
Yeah,
Cher's voice is pretty deep
pretty
as well.
Low, yeah,
she's pretty low.
She's low.
She's 71.
She's playing in Vegas.
I know.
I might see her.
I think you should do.
Yeah, apparently she's great. Pomper's just said. Yeah, she was really good, whatever.
71.
Well, yeah.
The hell?
Good on her. For living.
Damn straight. Surviving. Good on her for living.
Yeah.
That thing where you congratulate someone on their birthday, it's like, we never thought you'd make it.
Well, it's like when we do gigs and people say, we've got a birthday at our house. Like, man, well, technically, every day's your birthday. If you wake up again, it's like, every day's... Because... Every day is an anniversary of any day. Only that we prescribe like yearly anniversaries. Like, we don't. Well, I know that anniversary means annual. Like, I don't. I realize it means yearly. But this is celebration of. Oh, here we go. What have you got? Have you got a thing?
No. You keep talking while I look up the name of the person who I heard interviewed today.
Oh, okay. I've got to do that thing where I've got to fill the space because you're in the middle of doing something else. And
but you're okay.
Yeah, okay.
How do I do that? How do I find out who was...
Who was talking on a thing that you were listening to?
Yeah.
You'd have to go to the thing.
January the 12th, that's not going to help me.
So I'm going to set up some of what we're going to talk about for the rest of the podcast. And, well, hopefully you can participate.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be there in a second.
Yeah. No, I mean with the conversation.
I know what you mean.
So it's embarrassing. I put a call out about some subjects that we could talk about on the podcast, and our friend PT sent a suggestion of kind of advice you got from like parents or grandparents or like, you know, older figures in your life that kind of stuck with you. So I thought we could talk about
You're doing excellently well, by the way, where basically I'm just a teenager having dinner with my parents.
Yeah, well, you know.
This playing is, with my nah, phone.
This is just like going out for coffee with any of my friends these days.
Oh. Is that right?
No, I don't go out for coffee, so specifically. I've just been burned too many times with going out with people.
And oh, with coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can sue them for that.
What I will do, I'll tell some stories while you're in the middle of that.
Screw it. I can't find it.
I was going to tell these stories. What were you looking to find out? I am interested.
It was a guy. Benson is either his first name, but that makes him... what was that show? Robert Guillaume? Was that him?
I don't know.
Benson?
Oh,
and he was the governor's
butler?
Butler? Yeah. We're both not sure whether we're allowed to say it, are we?
No, it's like you're allowed to say butler.
Because he's black.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure he was. Anyway, so I think it is this guy's first name, Benson, but I don't know what his surname was. But he,
Edges. Burner.
He was talking about the fact that he, mixed race background, so his father was from Papua New Guinea, and so his father and mother have just moved back to Papua New Guinea, and they, like, three planes to get there, and then a 3.5 hour journey on the back of a truck down a dirt track to get to this little village where it's, like, where they still cook over open fires and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
Why did they want to get away from him so bad? Shit, son.
But his father doesn't know when his birthday is. Yeah. So every year, just arbitrarily, sometime, he would just call up and say, "Hey, son, you know what day it is?" "Well, it's Wednesday, Dad." "Ah, it's my birthday." So just whenever he felt like it.
Great.
Yeah.
A fucking legend.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because, of course, he came here and his passport just says 1st of January.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they just gave him, here's a thing.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, but he doesn't subscribe to the Australian government's decision on what his birth date was. So he just picks one.
Bloody great. Kind of like the Queen. Well, no, she has two birthdays on specific dates. But
I know.
Yeah.
Kind of like a horse.
Are they all 1st of July? Is that right? 1st of September or something? Yeah, I think the first day of spring.
There you go.
I could be way wrong. Yeah. I've been wrong before.
Well, they're all celebrating that they're about to get beaten to a pulp during spring racing carnival, so that's nice for them.
Yeah, well, they should all change their birthday to Darryl Braithwaite's birthday.
What, one summer?
Two long hair stories.
Go on.
So when I was a younger fella, I had very, very long rock and roll hair in the 1990s. Mm. And so one time I went to see Aladdin with my girlfriend at the time, Jess. And after we went to see Aladdin, we were going to the Blue Light Disco. So we were walking up the street. It was in the evening, walking up the street towards the Lyric nightclub. And, you know, I've got my arm around, she's got her arm around me. And there's like a couple of people behind us going, "You don't fucking see that very often in Geelong." It's like, oh, God. Like, and they totally convinced and kind of speaking loudly, but, you know, about the fact there were two girls kind of, you know, walking up the street, which, you know, from behind. We were both wearing trench coats because it was the 90s. So it was funny.
Matrix.
And then would have been around the same time. So my friend Ivan and I would have got off the Thompson Road bus. So we're walking back to his house and some of the, like, young clown, like 18-year-old P-platers in their car, like, spun around the corner, and one yells out the window and goes, "Fuck her, mate, I did!" and Ivan, you know, leaping to my defence, probably got a can of Coke in his hand or something, throws it at the car or whatever, and then the guy realises that I'm a guy, goes, "Oh, fuck, sorry, mate, sorry." Which is terrible, because if I had been a woman, he would have still been an asshole about it. But yeah, long hair stories about people mistaking you for someone of the opposite sex just because you have long hair. Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I had lots of those when I had long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, not for share necessarily, and not being asked for autographs, but certainly just being mistaken for a girl all the time.
Because we both had gloriously beautiful hair.
Mine was big.
Yeah.
Mine was like Eric Carr big. Like, mine was wider than my shoulders sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Huge hair.
Like the... Yeah.
Was the style at the time.
Was it the bus driver from The Simpsons?
Otto.
Yeah. It's a bit like that.
He's a bit more 60s inspired because he's a stoner.
Yeah.
I wasn't a stoner.
No, I wasn't either. Although I do remember one party where I did have a bong. This is out in public. There was probably about 15 people.
Are your parents allowed to know about this?
Yeah, it's fine.
Really? Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did inhale.
All right, Bill. Was it Bill Clinton who didn't inhale?
Yeah, something like that.
Someone like that.
But he's got his own podcast. He can talk about himself. So it was kind of, you know, this bong was going around this circle, and of course it got to me, and whoever was next to me just handed it straight over because I didn't smoke like anything. Mm. And I went, no, I'll have a crack. And the whole place went, what? Because I'd never even touched a cigarette. So, you know, I had a go, and I didn't choke, and it was like, yeah.
Legend!
And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I've probably only done it three or four times ever, but one time I did have a joint. My brother and I had a joint, and my mum was, horrified.
Really?
Yeah, we're at the farm, and it was, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and we were outside having a joint, and my mum's like, it's not drugs, is it? Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. Do you want some? No. Like, she was, because she'd never do anything like that. She'd drink 3 bottles of wine in a night, no stress, but...
Yeah, but she wouldn't hear of it.
No, and wouldn't. I didn't believe us for weeks. Like, we're telling you the truth.
Brilliant.
We're not trying to hide it. We're telling you the truth. It happened. Very cute.
I was driving my kid and my goddaughter somewhere the other day, and goddaughter had been in a play. She was the female lead in the play, and she had to kiss the male lead. She was in Shrek.
Yeah.
And kids in the back seat says, so in Shrek, did you actually kiss? And there was silence.
She's 9, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, and my goddaughter said, well, in rehearsals, we just kind of held each other's faces. But yeah, in the show, yeah.
Well, that's disgusting. Who holds each other's faces?
And Ali said, what? No! I was like, totally horrified by the idea that her sister would kiss a boy on stage. Because two of my friends said that you did kiss, and I said that you didn't. And I'm going to tell them you didn't anyway. I said, are you going to lie? Are you actively going to lie to your friends because you're embarrassed? She said, yep.
Revisionist history.
She's better than drunk history.
True.
She's only 9.
Well, you know, I have to say that I'm horrified too that your goddaughter would be kissing a boy. Because I've known that kid since she was 2 years old and she's not allowed to be 18. That makes me feel old.
Nah, come on, dude.
Nah.
They all grow up.
I haven't.
We were both talking about auditioning for an amateur production of Rock of Ages.
Oh, cool, together.
Could you imagine the awkwardness? What if...
Yeah.
Right. What if I was Stacey Jacks and she was Sherry?
Imagine what your kid would say about it. Did you guys really kiss? No.
Well, we were in the car, of course, so she and I were having this conversation with the other one in the back.
Yeah.
Oblivious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Now, couldn't you be one of the other ones? Couldn't you be the... You could do a different role. You wouldn't have to.
It's like anything, man. If I'm going to be in it, I want to be the lead.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, I feel like I'm the supporting cast guy. Because I kind of like to be part of it, but not...
You Kinnicky.
No, I'm more like Putsy.
Putsy?
Yeah. I'm more like on the side all the time, kind of watching what else is happening. I like to be part of stuff, but I don't want to be...
The main protagonist.
The main thing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's like with the original music stuff, like how I've come about to be the singer of my own songs, just stupid to me.
Hmm.
I mean, I love doing it, but I've always wanted to be in a band, playing guitar with a Matt Bradshaw. You know, just kind of going, fuck, how was... Yeah, well, you know, that's why I'm doing my own songs. It's hilarious. That was kind of like to be part of it and to be part of the creative of it and not to be like a... Not to say I don't want to have any responsibility because I'm fully happy to have fully responsibility.
Definitely fully.
But I just... I'm really more like the... Oh, like, whoa, how cool is this? Look, he's doing that. He's doing that. So...
Look, are you going to put a band
look
together?
Look out for the Dom Italiano solo podcast coming soon.
Are you going to put together a band to play your songs, though?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't imagine doing many gigs, like actual gigs at venues.
It's becoming increasingly like that for me in my career
as well. Well, I know. Yeah. We do a Friday night. because we play, we do gigs as our job. To do an original gig, you kind of have to go, well, if I take Saturday night off to do an original gig, I'm not going to make any money because you don't make money off them.
Isn't it kind of like what Popjoy was talking about when we did the Piano Bar Geelong podcast, you know, that they do those things and they do them on dark nights because there's always going to be gigs on Fridays and Saturdays. So then you go and do your original gig on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, but I also... Yeah, so, I mean, like, even the last couple of weeks, like, I've been doing Facebook Live things on those, like, Monday, Tuesday nights. Now, the reality is that most of the people who are really keen on hearing me sing my own stuff, right, live anywhere from 40, literally 40 to 10,000 kilometres away. So... They can't come on a Tuesday night. They can't, you know, they got kids, they got jobs the next morning, they can't drive to Melbourne.
There's a good chance they can't come on a Friday and Saturday as well, though.
Well, it's a better chance that they can because it's a Friday and Saturday and so they don't have to be at work at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning. So, but the reality of that is, well, that's when I'm going to earn my living. And so I can do an original gig online on Tuesday for the people who really want to see it, and no one has to leave their own house.
Yeah.
And what that does take out of the equation is, you know, everyone actually really being able to catch up and stuff. But even just doing it the other night, just mum chatting to, you know, Kath, who's, you know, 250 kilometres away, and then Kath talking to Laura, who's 300 kilometres from her. I think that's the space where I'm going to do gigs predominantly. I will play, but it's just such an extra thing to have to do, and then kind of go, well, it's going to cost me a day's work.
Yeah.
And also then what you take out of the equation is having to think about whether, like, the financial aspect of doing an original gig. You go, no, I can just do one. It doesn't have to cost anything. I don't have to make any money off it to cover the loss of an income. And then anyone who cares about it still gets to
enjoy. Did you do any originals on your Facebook Live on Tuesday?
Yeah.
What, Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, like it was about, I think, four. I did four of 10 songs.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and the next day I did two. I just got on for 10 minutes and did two original songs. And I think there's a real... I think the other aspect of that is if you can do that for a long enough time and build up an interest and an audience that's beyond the core people who... know me now, and then potentially go, right, well, in a year I can go and do a gig because there's now an extra 100 people that might want to come.
Sure.
So I can go and do a gig and everyone can, you know, pay $10 on the door, and it's worth taking a night off work or two nights off work to be able to do it.
Yeah.
But I think right now it's just that's way easier to do it like that and to engage the people who really care in a space that they can be at. So,
did you do it in your meditation corner?
Yeah, but I think I'm going to set up here from now. I'm going to leave this set up so we can do stuff because I use the desk and everything like that for the
guitar. It's a better sounding room too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like acoustically, just deader.
Yeah. So I might. Yeah, I think that's the plan.
Good, man.
How do we get onto that? I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So come on then.
Oh, that's... Yes.
PT.
Yeah, cool.
not personal trainer.
Neither of
no,
us.
No, I reckon I could do with one.
I think, well, I could do with one as well. I'm not getting one.
Okay. I feel like just taking Sprocket for an hour's walk every day just isn't getting my heart rate up enough. I mean, he runs around, but I just throw the ball.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you could race to the ball.
No.
He's got some long legs.
Yeah.
That dog.
He's quick. Mm. I had to get one of those ball chucker dogapult things.
Ball chucker dogapult things?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the new brand name.
Yeah, it's good.
I had to get one of those because he's so quick off the mark. By the time I pick up the ball off the ground and throw it,
he's already passed where it's going to land.
He's already passed where it's going to land. So I need the thing to, you know, give him a little bit extra. Yeah, yeah. He's super quick.
Yeah, ball chucker dogapult. That's good.
Yeah. Cat dog. I don't know. Yeah. So things that older people have said that stuck in your mind.
No, wait, let me tell you this first.
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay, speaking of personal trainers.
Yeah.
I played at a function a little while ago and I met an executive assistant. No, but he's not that either. He's a lifestyle manager.
A what?
A lifestyle manager. So he works for an organisation which has members, so they pay a membership fee every year to be part of this organisation.
Like a football club.
And then he is more or less, not 24/7 on call, but on call to look after these people's whims and desires. So if they want concert tickets, or they've just turned up at the Dior ball and discovered that they're hair's dishevelled, then they ring him and he organises a hair and makeup artist to turn up where they are.
That happens.
Blew my mind. We chatted for about 20 minutes just about what it was that he did, and I asked him a whole bunch of questions.
We need
that were
him
incredibly...
on the podcast.
I emailed him last night to ask if he'd be interested.
Did you get a response?
I got an automated response saying, "Are you in trouble? Do you need me urgently?
If so, here's my..."
Yeah, but like international numbers and the whole box and dice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, gee whiz.
So I asked him a whole bunch of indiscreet questions, which he wouldn't answer. So...
Oh, that's at least you know he's professional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whether or not he would be willing then to come on the podcast and speak obliquely about what it is that he does. Because it's super interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a different world, man.
I know someone who's interesting you mentioned that, someone who not does that, but whose friend does that in New York. And so has, like, heard stories of so-and-so movie star calls up and says, blah, 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 need this for this, so-and-so's birthday. Just sort it out.
Yeah.
And then that person then rings up again 2 days later and goes, "Oh, thanks for organising that necklace. That was a really good idea." Like, didn't say organise a necklace for blah, blah, blah for their birthday.
Yeah.
Just said, "It's so-and-so's birthday. Just send them something." You know.
Precisely
tell
what
me
this
what
guy
it
does.
Is. Yeah.
Yep.
And the concert tickets and the sporting tickets. And often, which also leads me to remember last year when I was flying from Croatia to the UK before I came home on my trip, and I sat next to this, sitting there as a spare seat, and the last person on the plane was this young sort of 21-year-old girl who was really, really short, and she booked an extra legroom seat because she likes to swing her legs. She's Welsh. And she sits down next to me and she goes, "There's not much legroom, is it?" And I said, "Your feet aren't even touching the ground." She goes, "Yeah, but I like to swing them." So then for 3 hours, we just like blah, 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 because she was hilarious. Wonderful girl. But she is a pilot, and she...
A female pilot?
Yeah. I don't know. Controversy.
What a world.
Her story is phenomenal. If she ever comes to Australia, we would get her on and get her to tell her story of becoming a pilot. She's one of three triplets, of course. And from the time she was like 4 or 5 years old, she just went, I want to be a pilot. And after... By the time she was a teenager, her parents said, "Oh, fuck, all right." So they remortgaged the house to get her flying lessons. And she said, "It's a monumental weekend. I'm going back to work my last shift at ASDA. Like, because the 3 years that she's worked as a pilot, she spent the whole time paying her parents back for the flying lessons that got her the career that she wanted since she was a kid.
Yeah.
So she had, even though she had this full-time job flying around the world, she still had a part-time job when she was at home so she could pay her folks back. Fucking best story. Anyway, but...
Great.
Her story is about, in relation to what you're saying, she... I won't say who, but she was a... flew the private jet for a very well-off family who owns a company that we all know very well. Worked with them for 3 years. She goes, I met one of them once and pretty much all I ever do is fly their friends' places because they just pay for their friends to go on holiday. Yeah. They just go like, oh, well, why don't you go to Spain and you just take the jet. And they never use it because, you know, they're busy doing stuff. But that was the same scenario of... She said it's really interesting, like, the really rich people, they're always lovely and humble and really nice, and it's still, like, the lower tiers, like, that are just jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be a common story.
Yeah.
I met a real housewife of Melbourne.
What's a real housewife? I'm sure there are many.
Yeah, she just lives next door, dude. I'm surprised you don't know
her. She's a housewife of Lara.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Sorry about having to blow my nose.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's a TV show, my friend.
Right.
Yeah, which...
It's called A Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Yeah, well, it must have been an American thing first. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills might have been the first.
What's it do?
I suspect it's a bit like Survivor. Only no one gets voted off, but they probably should. No, it's like a Kardashians kind of thing.
People watch that shit, don't they?
I know. Look at you're asking me what it is, and I'm trying to describe it. And there's going to be people who have seen it who are like just howling at their specific device at the moment, saying, "You idiot! That's not what it is."
It's like people.
They do beautiful charity works.
It's like people who like, you know, things like Game of Thrones, and I'm just like, I've never watched it. It's like, he's got fucking time. He's got time to watch TV. When you're in your own house, how on earth do you have time to watch television? Surely there's washing to do and books to read. I mean, I've got a whole shelves of books I haven't read, clearly. Not to suggest that if you're watching this or listening to this that I condemn you for your life choices. I don't.
No, that's what I mean. I was hoping you were going
to
get to that.
What I mean is I don't live like that, and so it's hard for me, like, it's hard for me to say, to get in the headspace of, I've worked all day, I've come home, I've prepped dinner, the kids are in bed, now I'm going to watch television or whatever it is that people do. I mean, assuming that's, you know, quite a common thing. Well, even, as we just say, so then, you know, it's Tuesday and Dom's got a Facebook Live, so I'm going to watch it. I mean, I'm doing the Facebook Live, like, I mean, you know, but if you're the watcher, that's watching television. So now that you've helped...
So you're a part of the problem, but I'm not part of the solution, is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is now that I've had a chance to talk through this, now I can... completely put myself in someone else's shoes and empathise, and now I understand why people watch television. I might just start watching Game of Thrones today.
I watched the first 20 minutes of the first episode and thought it was completely dumb and I hated it and turned it off, which is fine. That was my own personal decision. But anyone I've said that to, of course, who likes the show says, no, you need to give it longer. I'm just not interested in giving it longer.
That's my thing. My issue is if I don't get in on the ground floor literally in the first season with something and something's already three seasons in, I'm like, I'm not catching up. Who's got... And that's where I say about who's got time. Like, I don't have time for the previous 30 hours, so I know what's happening now. So I'm just not going to start. Like, you know, when the Musketeer show was the one exception where I found out there was a season, but I started watching that while I was overseas. I had a lot of downtime. And it's the Musketeers. I don't watch anything that's got Musketeers in it. I want to be one.
Yeah, I know you do.
I want to be one.
Yeah, Dom Tanyan, I know.
Yeah. That'd be so fun.
Yeah. Would it?
Fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like a bit of swordplay?
Yeah.
Not a euphemism.
No.
Okay.
I like, you know, riding horses and swordplay.
No, you don't.
And hats.
I've never seen you wear a hat. And I've never seen you ride a horse.
Well, you've never seen me in Paris.
And you don't own
you've
a sword.
You've never seen me in 16th century Paris either. Or 18th century Paris. Whenever they were. I could get into that gig.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I could defend the Queen. She's always so hot. I know it's the King's Musketeers, but really they're all in it to look after the Queen.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What century?
Whatever. 16th? 17th?
Mm.
I don't know.
She'd have stunk bad, even if she was the Queen.
I thought you were going to... It's like, you don't even know what it is, dumbass.
No, I wouldn't.
Dumbass? He didn't write it, did he?
Oh, Alexander, no. Yeah,
no, he did the Count of Monte Cristo. Man in the Iron Mask? No, he did Count of Monte Cristo.
He did.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Did he wear an iron mask?
We need to Google. I think... Who is it that did the Musketeers originally?
Mm.
I think it was...
Yeah. Apparently, according to you, it was the Queen.
Well, she, yeah. Yeah, well, she had a cake and ate it. So, older people saying stuff. Look, we've got 15 minutes left.
No, we don't.
What, do you mean we've got 10?
5 minutes left.
Oh, fuck. You're harsh. What?
If I was.
Yeah, all right.
Well done, dude.
I made a pun and retracted it, and now I'm taking it back again.
People also ask, because I said... the Three Musketeers. That's the question I ask Google. Yeah. It's pretty clever. Showing results for the Three Musketeer author. Good. People also ask, is the author of the Three Musketeers black?
Oh, there was that suggestion.
Well, there's a picture of him here. I've got news for you.
Oh, well, it's a black and white photo. How can you tell?
White as they come.
How can you tell?
Well, because the suit's black, which makes the rest of him white.
Well, it's just shades. Gotta have
future so
shades. Well, look, let me get to these things.
Okay.
So do you have any older people quirky, witty, anecdotal suggestions
Nothing.
Of wisdom or anything like that?
Nothing.
If I just keep talking, are you just going to keep saying nothing?
No one's ever told me anything.
What, you know, really? Nothing sticks out. I mean, visual joke.
No, so I mean, PT's suggestion on the Facebook page was sort of not authority figures, grandparents.
Grandparents, the parents, anything stuff. Wise or interesting. Or
wise.
Anything. Oh,
yeah. Wise. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'm adding the quirky bit, but you know.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, I've been surrounded by wise people, I'm sure. But none of them have ever told me anything.
I'm sure. None of them ever let me know they were wise. But I'm sure they were around.
Honestly, though, I can't think of many... I can't think of specific pieces of advice that I've been offered in my life.
Yeah, right.
Other than Yul Brynner telling me not to smoke.
Did he?
Mm.
Specifically to you?
No, it was a TV campaign.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah. It worked.
Well, he died, so yeah.
Well, I mean, it worked for you.
I've not been a smoker.
Yeah. Huh.
So there you go.
Well, you always look like you had cancer.
Get on with it. Terrible.
Oh, you know.
You didn't know him.
So my dad gave me one, which you probably heard, but maybe people who are listening haven't. So my dad once sent to me when I was a bit younger, and he thought that maybe I was being a bit selfish. He said that a relationship is like a bank account and that you have to put in before you can take out. I was like, that's good. You got me there.
Mm.
Yeah. So
how old were you?
I was probably 20.
Oh, wow.
20. Really did hit me. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
okay.
Do you know, that's pretty much when I stopped being promiscuous. Like, I was, you know, I was a bit 19 and a bit of a player, you know, whenever I could. I was like a typical 19, 20-year-old who, you know, whenever I could, I got what I could. And that advice really...
God, I barely know where to look.
That really...
I keep looking at the camera.
Oh, no, I was just saying, that kind of thing really made me think about... the idea of having whatever I can have, like taking whatever I can take from people willing to give you something. So, yeah. That was about then.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, that's, here you go, girls. Casual sex, not on for me. Or boys, whatever. I don't do that.
Hmm.
However, I'm willing to make an exception in specific cases. So you may as well just ask. Oh,
thank God we got to that.
Just ask. You never know. I might be in the mood. There you go. Dad, thanks very much.
Just ask.
Well, you never know.
No, you should never be afraid of
asking. I might be
asking.
Particularly vigemorous at the time.
Jeez, that's fun. Speaking of PT, that's good.
Yeah.
That's why. We can't attribute it.
No.
Yeah, it's good. But gee, it's good.
Have you thought of anything?
No, dude.
Okay, I thought maybe it might have triggered. Yeah, but didn't.
Nah.
Have we still got 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Great. So the other one is my grandmother, and it's not that she ever said anything particularly that really stuck with me as far as, oh, that's really wise and that changed my life. But she changed my life and many, many people's lives around us because of the way she spoke broken English. So my grandmother was Italian, and then when she was, I don't know, mid-30s or so, moved to Wales. And so, learnt to speak English from being in Wales, which is, if anyone's ever been to Wales, it's an interesting way to speak English as well. So she just had this completely invented way of speaking. She would also mishear something and then so say something completely, completely wrong. And then you'd have to go, what are you talking about? You have to decipher what she would say. But she would say, you'd say, hi, Nan. And she'd say, hey, why you? And that would mean, so your response would be, I'm good, how are you? You're like, so why you was how are you? Ayala was hi, love.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and if she was pissed off, she'd say, "What's the matter doing? What the fuck's happening? What the fuck?" Like that was the thing. Like, "What's the matter doing?" You say like, "So how are you?" She'd say, "Not so bad, not so bad." Like, there's just this thing. So what's funny is there are people in my life and my family's lives who've probably never met her and still say, "Hey, hello." because we say, hey, Ella.
That's cute.
So, for example, she used to call my mum, who is her daughter-in-law, my daughter-in-law. So now my sister-in-law, right, Renee, she's like, I say, hey, why are you sister-in-law? Right, and she'd say, hey, brother-in-law.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah, so just funny things. And what's really funny is Billy, the 8-year-old niece who never met Nanny Ange, says, why are you a lot? Things like, it's so cute. So, really, really funny. Like, had that impact,
When I would come back from Indonesia and spend Christmas in Hobart with the rest of my family, not being from a religious background at all, but my grandmother was fairly devout Church of England. She's the one who started the Girl Guides in Tasmania.
Yep.
So before we went to bed at night, we would pray together.
I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got to go over.
But at the end, she would say amen, and I'd never heard that word. I didn't know what. And I thought she was saying amen. Not amen.
Yeah.
I thought it was like. Because then she'd roll over and kind of go to sleep or whatever. So I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought I was
tuck
like,
your arm in.
Yeah, yeah. And that was how your words got up to God, when you put your arm in.
Arm in.
Yeah.
Fuck, great. That's awesome.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Same thing with praying. So I was baptised, but neither of my parents, certainly when I was young, ever, we didn't go to church, they weren't religious. Of course, my Italian grandmother thought this was terrible and that, clearly I was going to go to hell. So it was her job to teach me to pray. So when I was 4, this is before my brother and my sister were born, clearly, we went on a family holiday to North Wales. Now, if you've ever been to North Wales, the beaches in North Wales are just slate. it's not like going to Torquay. Right? So we went and it rained for 2 weeks every day, right? So I still remember, I reckon I've got the book at Mum and Dad's house too. She gave me this children's illustrated Bible, John the Baptist head on a plate.
All
fucking
those
terrifying
images.
Stuff that you really shouldn't be exposing children to. So where if it was a TV, if it was Game of Thrones now, like you know, you're showing kids Game of Thrones.
Mm.
Well, obviously there's sex, but you know, all the violence. Mm.
Yeah, and violent sex.
Well, I haven't. Yeah, I don't know, but I know from what people say. But like the images in this book, I can see them so clearly now. I'm 40 years old, like so 36 years later, I'm like, it's terrifying when I was a kid. Like, okay, I believe in God, but I don't remember head on a plate. Which is how my brain worked too. It's like when I saw those TV ads when I was 7, that you know, smoking kills. I thought my dad was going to die instantly.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, I just didn't understand that these things take time. That God really doesn't, you know, he doesn't really send his son to earth to get nailed on a cross and bleed and die out and then get stabbed in the ribs. Like, you know, well, maybe he did. I don't know. Seems like a pretty fucking shitty thing for a dad to do to his son. We won't talk about that. But we're on holiday and my grandmother's like teaching me to pray every night. So I was like, all right, you just say to baby Jesus, you pray for the good weather so you can go to the beach tomorrow. And I'm like, dear baby Jesus, please make the weather so nice so I can go, because I'm Welsh, yeah, so I can go to the beach tomorrow. And if you don't, I'm going to nail you again. Because like, I've been waiting for 2 weeks to go to the fucking beach. And if you don't send me good weather, I'm going to fucking crucify you again. Yeah. So that was me as a four-year-old. And incidentally, my dad told that story. My 21st birthday, his speech was basically just saying, this story sums up Dom, and I think you'll all agree that he hasn't really changed that much.
Far out. That's funny.
It is.
Little bastard.
Yeah. I also got taken aside in my grade 6 confirmation by the priest and said, like, hand on each other. Look, Dom, I know you don't believe in this shit, but can you please just shut up for the sake of the other kids? All right, Father.
Oh, man. You were hard.
Just
questioning.
You know what? Don't fucking lie. It's clearly lying. All that religion stuff. Don't lie to kids.
Wow.
No wonder adults grow so fucked up. They've been lied to all their lives about religion.
Okay. It's good.
It's 47 minutes. We can stop now.
There's a podcast topic for you.
Oh, we just touched on it.
We just touched on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, believe what you want, but don't fucking lie to someone else about it. Make up your own mind, sure. Live your own way.
What's the difference between Jesus and Father Christmas?
I completely agree.
Okay.
None. Okay. Don't lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Father Christmas is a great story, right? Tell kids about Santa. Read them the book. Fantastic Mr. Fox. It's a great story. But don't tell kids that Fantastic Mr. Fox came and killed your chicken. No, that's fucking lying. Don't lie.
Mm.
Like, kids need to... The thing is, kids understand what story is, but when you as an adult pretend something's the truth, that makes them feel, you've been fucking lying to me? Like, they get story.
We should explore this. Not now.
Of course, you know, me being a parent, know everything about fucking, you know.
Oh, there is that.
All that kind of stuff. But my dog, he knows the difference between chicken he can eat and chicken in the backyard that he can't.
Okay.
He knows the story because I tell him the truth. These are your friends. This is your dinner. There is a difference.
One of them's moving.
Yeah.
You don't think that might be the delineating factor in his dog brain?
No, but the point I'm trying to make is I'm telling him the truth. I'm sure he can make up his mind about what story he wants to believe in because he might decide that his truth is that they're his dinner. But he's a grown-up dog. He can decide that if he wants. But as his dog dad, I'm not lying to him. And he knows it. I think he appreciates it.
I don't often hear you refer to yourself as Sprocket's dad.
Well, I'm just using that in the context.
You don't like that stuff, do you?
No. But, you know.
Because he's a dog.
He's a dog.
And you're a man.
Yeah, and clearly, he's my owner. As my dad said, that dog has got you trained well. Throw the ball. Sorry, ball. I always kind of think, so when Sprocket's running back with the ball in his mouth, my vision of what he's saying in his head is like, look, I'm only going to bring this back. Stop fucking throwing the ball. I'm tired. I'm only going to bring this back one more time, all right? Why do you keep throwing the ball away? I want it here. I want the ball at your feet. Stop throwing it.
Good.
And he just thinking that, fuck, my owner's dumb.
Dom at trcduo.com.
Send us interesting things for us to talk about or non-interesting things for us to talk about and we will make them fucking interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, send us your, you know, your inspirational tidbits of advice that you've received from people who are older than wiser than you, and that might spark me into, you know, finding some direction. Do you reckon that's why I'm so directionless? No one's ever given me.
That's a podcast in itself.
So do that. Matt at trcduo.com, or just, you know, if it's not something personal that you don't want the other one of us to know about, you can just you can email.
Matt, ask Dom about this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Ask Dom about that time where he was promiscuous when he was 19 and never called me back.
Oh, I love it.
That would be funny.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I could. Could
you hope that happens?
Me too. Because I think there will be some people that I don't remember. I think there will be some scenarios where I don't even remember that happening.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
So why don't you...
Have you got a list?
Of people I've slept with?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
What, written
not
down?
No. I can tell you.
Would that be weird?
Two heads.
No, I mean, that's not true, though.
That is true.
But what about the ones you've forgotten about?
Well, I can tell you about the ones I remember on two hands. It's really, there's no more than 10.
Well, that's not promiscuous then.
No, well, it was a very short period of my time and my life. Yeah. But clearly I've forgotten a bunch, so it might be 15. Yeah.
Good.
Look, I managed to get us over 50 minutes.
So if anyone wants to make something up, just email me and I'll ask Dom about it.
Yeah, and I'll say, I don't remember that. Did I really do that?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to my house, Matt, to the Lara Library, which now I can say I had a whole week to practice.
Good. Next episode, we're going to talk about a new film that's coming out called Professor Marston and the Wonder Women.
Ooh.
Mm.
What's that about?
I'll tell you.
Professor Marston and the Wonder Women, I expect.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit. I'm breaking things again.
Don't break things. You all right, mate?
Yep.
Good work.